This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 15th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a beautiful day across Israel. Expect sunshine and warm temperatures in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect day to enjoy the outdoors if you're there. Here are today's headlines. First, Moody's leaves Israel's credit outlook stable, praising the economic resilience despite war costs. This comes from JNS in the last hour. Also, Mikhail Katz, 82, has died from his wounds after being critically injured by a missile strike in Haifa. This report comes from Walla, just 35 minutes ago. Also this hour, Michael Katz, 82, dies of wounds sustained in an Iranian missile attack on Haifa in April. The Times of Israel also reports an IDF soldier sentenced to 5 years for espionage. Tehran vows decisive response after U.S. strikes. Separately, Iran has executed a man convicted of setting fire to public property during January unrest. This is according to I-24 News from earlier this hour. And finally, a sandwich shop icon in Sydney has called out an anti-Semitic customer. This incident has drawn a wave of community support, as reported by the Australian Jewish News from 3 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just 29 minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu will travel to the US on Saturday. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs shared earlier today about a new study by Lieutenant Col Maurice Hirsch. It warns that the Palestinian Authority has transformed its security apparatus into a military force posing a strategic threat to millions of Israelis. The Jerusalem Post retweeted that Prime Minister Netanyahu is set to fly to Washington, D.C. on Saturday night, according to Israeli sources. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the economy. Moody's has kept Israel's credit outlook stable despite the ongoing war-related expenses. According to JNS, if the ceasefires with Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas hold, the economy is expected to grow by 3.7% this year and by 5% in 2027. This suggests confidence in Israel's economic resilience amidst regional tensions. Turning to the tragic news from Haifa, Michael Katz, who suffered critical injuries from an Iranian missile strike, has passed away. This news comes from Walla. His death highlights the long-term impact of missile attacks on civilians months after the initial incident. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports Michael Katz's death from an Iranian missile attack. This ties into tensions as Tehran vows a decisive response following U.S. strikes that reportedly killed 7. The geopolitical fallout from these events could further strain regional relations. On a separate note, I-24 News reports Iran's execution of a man for arson during January's unrest. This is part of a broader crackdown by Tehran, stirring international criticism over human rights concerns. Finally, an anti-Semitic incident at a Sydney sandwich shop has prompted a strong community reaction. According to the Australian Jewish News, the shop's call out of the behavior has been met with widespread support, showcasing solidarity against discrimination. Turning to business and markets. First, Israeli startup Plex AI has secured $1.4 million to modernize the commercial real estate market. This innovation, reported by CTech earlier today, aims to transform the industry with new technology. Separately, nearly 200 economists and tech leaders have warned of an impending employment disaster. Walla Business reports that this unprecedented statement, signed by industry leaders including former Google CEO, points to significant economic challenges ahead. And finally, the FIMI Fund has set a new Israeli record by raising $1.75 billion. Israel Hayom Business notes this is the largest fundraising ever for an Israeli investment fund, indicating strong investor confidence. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.